Sportscast. Wayne Allen Root. This afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us, that's mrsfixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm breaking the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
By the way, here's a piece of news. Donald J. Trump is calling on the Supreme Court to, quote, intercede, unquote, in the legal battles that he faces. I would think you would want to let this thing work its way through the legal system to the Supreme Court, but I don't know that you want the Supreme Court to get involved right now. The other piece of news that is fascinating to me, Democrats, including Adam Schiff, are asking that the federal court system allow for cameras in the courtroom and that these trials be televised. Now the Alvin Bragg thing might end up on TV. That's a state action, I believe. I would love to see these trials televised. It would make the OJ trials look like child's play. I mean, it really honestly would. But supposedly now Democrats are pressing to allow cameras in the courtroom for the Trump trials, plural. And again, a lot of it will end up being federal trials. And there you don't get to have cameras. Now, an exception can be made. I mean, any rule has an exception. I just hope that they go about this the right way. If this is something about our democracy, then don't we need to fully disclose? Don't we need total accountability? I would think this would help the American people make a judgment on whether Donald J. Trump, citizen, is guilty or not guilty. That's one thing that I think cameras will help to do. They'll be able to judge witnesses, and be able to, you know, especially if this thing's going to end up in the United States Supreme Court, it will give the Supreme Court an opportunity to gauge public opinion. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. Don't forget, Bill O'Reilly. News and comment coming up in just a couple minutes. Clay and Buck at 9:05 right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Mariners rallied to beat the Angels 5-3 last night. Shohei Ohtani left the mound after four scoreless innings due to cramping in his pitching hand, but then hit his major league leading 40th homer. That all came before LA blew a two-run lead in the ninth. Mariners rookie Cade Marlowe hit his first career grand slam, helping Seattle rally from the two-run deficit. Before leaving the mound, Ohtani struck out four and gave up three singles in his first start since throwing a one-hit shutout in Detroit for his first major league complete game last week. The 49ers signed cornerback Anthony Everett to a one-year deal. In a corresponding move, they put cornerback Terrence Mitchell on the injured reserve list. The Raiders placed running back Austin Walter on the reserve injured list Thursday with an undisclosed injury. That means he's done for the season. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Hold up, you're using Swiffer Power Mop? What would mom say?
Oh, she'd be like,
a mop and bucket is the only way to deep clean your floors.
And I'd be like, Mom, this is the new Swiffer Power Mop.
The all-in-one that gets you a mop and bucket clean in half the time.
She'd never believe you.
I'd say, look, the solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get into grout lines. That's why you're the smart one.
Really?
What? Mom said it.
The new Swiffer Power Mop. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
If you're tired of your dentures and you're sick of painful sores, it's time to call NOMO, a solution you'll afford. If you find that you can't chew or smile, there's just one place to go. Oh, it's time to ditch your dentures, yeah, it's time to call NOMO. Call 702-901-NOMO. That's 702-901-6666.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Still getting reports of one accident at the south end of the valley. This is on I-15 southbound, right before you join up with 215. Looks like that's mostly on the right shoulder there on I-15 southbound at 215. Pretty serious accident in the northeast valley. That's at Owens and Pecos. Had a motorcyclist down overnight, so cleanup and investigation is ongoing there. And also working a new accident on East Flamingo near UNLV at University Center. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Summer's almost over. That's the best way I can describe it, because Monday the kids are back in school. I had a chance to visit with John Velardita, the executive director of the Clark County Education Association. I asked him for an overview of where we are as we get set for summer to end and school to begin. Here it is.
A couple weeks ago, and it was for the first time, I think there was a recognition on the school district that they had to address some of these issues, these key issues that we were putting on the table. And so I viewed that recognition as, you know, progress in the sense that, well, perhaps maybe there's a path to an agreement. But that's as far as it got. You know, we have two sessions scheduled, the 17th and 18th. And if we start and end the 17th and an 18th on the same note that we did 2 weeks ago, then we're not going to have an agreement. So I'm hoping that there's a recognition that addressing these issues that we've brought to the table, you got to pay teachers to come, you got to pay teachers to keep them here, and not pennies on the dollar, but significant raises, and then you got to pay additional money for the special need teachers as well as these hard to fill positions. You know, if there's no progress on additional money on the table on the 17th, 18th, then we're not going to have an agreement. We're hopeful that these trustees will recognize that they run the school district and the superintendent doesn't.
How far down the road will you go without a contract before job actions are needed?
Well, good question, Kevin. On the 26th of August, our members have decided to have an emergency meeting. And either one of two things are going to happen at that meeting. One, we'll have an agreement that we're going to ratify that hopefully comes out of the negotiations that I just alluded to with the school district. Or if we don't have one, members have decided on that day they're going to determine what course of action, what kind of work actions they may in fact take from that point forward.
What are the options?
Well, I'm going to give you an example that I've been sharing with everybody, and I think you know this, Kevin, and I think your viewers know this. First off, the contract day of an educator in the Clark County School District is 7 hours and 11 minutes, but the actual day that a teacher puts in can be anywhere from 10, 12, 13 hours a day, including work on weekends. And so one of the things that is going to come to a halt if we don't have a contract in place is people are going to work to that 7 hour and 11 contract day and not a minute more until we, you know, see progress and resolution at the table. Now that's pretty significant because a lot of things take place before and after school, particularly after school, lots of activities involving students, parents, instruction, et cetera. And these educators are only obligated to do what's under the contract. And currently, that's 7 hours and 11 minutes.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. The one group of people that I feel most for, not necessarily the teachers, although I do think the teachers are way underpaid. They ought to be treated as professionals. But simply put, this is gonna end up being something that is gonna get ugly. And I firmly believe there's going to be a work stoppage. We are on a collision course And that's kind of sad. I want to, before we leave you today, leave you with some numbers from a battleground state, not unlike Nevada. It's a new Emerson College polling survey of Michigan voters, finding Joe Biden with a 43% approval rating in Michigan, while half, 50% of voters disapprove of the job that he's doing in office. Spencer Kimball is the executive director of the Emerson College polling, and he said just over half of independent voters, 51%, disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing in office. This is a pivotal group in Michigan that Biden won over in 2020, yet is struggling with both nationally and in state polls. In the 2024 Democrat primary, 65% of Democrat primary voters plan to support Biden. Only 65%? While 11% support Robert F. Kennedy. Now, he's been showing up in the national polls at 20%. Here in the state of Michigan, it's 11%. 5% support Marianne Williamson. 17% are undecided. And 61% of Republican primary voters plan to support former President Donald J. Trump. There are numbers that are going to be thrown around, but you always have to think that this is going to be an election that's won state by state by state by state. And Nevada is one of those states. Nevada is one of those states that is going to have to be won by either Biden or Cornel West, Green Party candidate, or Donald J. Trump. One way or another, independents and moderates are going to be a part of the landscape here going forward. A hypothetical 2024 presidential matchup between Biden and Trump, statistically even. Each candidate receiving 44%. It's going to be a close one. And independents and moderates, you're going to have a hand in who's our next president. That's going to just about do it. Bill O'Reilly coming up in just a couple of minutes. Don't forget, Clay and Buck at 9:05. And I'll be back with you at 6 a.m. on Monday. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news and Bill O'Reilly, news and comment, are next.
Thinning, hairline receding? Do you want to regrow thick, natural, healthy hair? Look, we all have to deal with hair loss, especially as we age, but you don't have to sit back and let it happen. Listen to what Marcy did with the help of Harem's Botanical Hair Serum.
Well, I started using it about 4 or 5 months ago, and 2 or 3 months into it, I just kind of noticed one day I saw all of this extra hair growth around my widow's peak. That hair growth is probably about 5 inches, all in that area that used to have absolutely no hair at all. I don't think I'll ever stop using it.
If you want to regrow thick, natural, healthy hair, then order your Harem solution today. Harem contains 17 botanical actives proven safe and most effective in generating new hair growth and darkening gray hair. Return to the full, natural, and youthful hair color you want. For more information, go to greatlifenow.com. That's greatlifenow.com.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at mrsfixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's Paul Powell's Back to School Giveaway this Friday, August 4th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Lyde Memorial Boys and Girls Club Gymnasium. Paul Powell and his team will be handing out 500 backpacks that are filled with school supplies to help get this school year started. And Paul Powell will also be raffling off $500 in gift cards. First come, first serve while supplies last. And children must be present to pick out their brand new backpack. So come on out to the Lyde Memorial Boys and Girls Club at 2850 Lindell Road this Friday, August 4th, from 3 to 6 p.m. for Paul Powell's Back to School Giveaway. Paul Powell, more lawyer, less fee.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, August 4th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump arraigned. Sailors arrested. Hero dad and hero grandma. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Donald Trump departed New Jersey on his private jet to Washington, D.C. to get arraigned for the third time. Trump responded to the latest indictment saying, "The Dems don't want to run against me or they would not be doing this unprecedented weaponization of justice. But soon in 2024, it will be our turn." He has another indictment coming in Atlanta where the Fulton County Sheriff said they will mugshot him. No one's taken a mugshot of Trump because the point of a mugshot is so that everyone knows what this person looks like. We all know what Trump looks like. Also worth noting that the first Republican debate is less than 3 weeks away, August 23rd in Milwaukee, and Trump has shown no sign that he will be there. Two Navy sailors arrested for giving information to China. Two separate incidents. Jin Chao Wei, 22-year-old, on the San Diego-based USS Essex, charged with espionage and conspiracy to send national defense information to Chinese officials. He gave photographs and videos of the ship he served on, included technical and mechanical manuals and details about the training that Marines were doing for an upcoming exercise. Another sailor, Wen Heng Zhao, was charged with the same thing. He was sending operational plans for a U.S. military exercise in the Indo-Pacific region to a Chinese spy. What in the world? How often does this happen? I will always share stories of heroism when I come across them. In New Jersey, three children were drowning in a river, 13, 11, and 8, and their 42-year-old father ran in to save them. He was able to get them to shallow water, but he was swept away. His body was found 3 hours later. Terrible story, but when dads save the lives of children like that, what can be more commendable? In other hero news, an 87-year-old woman was woken up in the middle of the night to find a man standing above her with no shirt on and said, "I'm going to cut you." The 87-year-old says she jumped out of bed, picked up a chair, which she used as a shield. He kept knocking me against the wall. He put a bruise on my forehead, one on my cheek. She says she kept fighting back until, quote, he got tired of that. And then she asked him if he was hungry. So she fed him. And she talked about how she used to be a teacher and talked all about her childhood. And she called 911 as he was eating. Police arrived just as he was finishing up. The equally quick-thinking Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
The chairman of the Fed is promising more pain ahead. Last year, stocks dropped 20%. And this year could be worse. You are right to be worried. So please call the only precious metal dealer I trust, American Hartford Gold. They'll show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. Since I have been a client and spokesperson, the price of gold has appreciated more than 35%. So please call today and they'll have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your IRA or 401k. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you, and they will give you up to $5,000 of free silver on your first order. Please call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text G-O-L-D, GOLD, to 65532. Again, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. As you know by now, Jack Smith charged Donald Trump with four counts of January 6th crimes, alleged crimes, and basically conspiracy, saying that Trump knew he was making false statements about the election in 2020 and did it anyway. That's going to be almost impossible to prove for Smith, but it doesn't really matter. He just wants to get it out there. All right, whether he wins in court or not, secondary. All right, just keep pounding Trump and the Republican Party. Now, obviously, Trump's defense will be that he did believe and does to this day that the election was rigged. And his lawyers are going to bring in investigations in states like Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, to show the jury, if it ever gets there, that there were a lot of questions about that vote. And the states took it seriously and launched their own investigations. That's a powerful defense for the Trump people. But again, Jack Smith doesn't care. He loses, he loses. So what? You'd have to prove criminal intent. And this is what Smith alleges, that Trump knew the election was legitimate, but said it was phony anyway to blow everything up. Okay? That's going to be pretty damn hard to prove, with one exception. Mike Pence, the former vice president. If Pence testifies, and remember, his testimony will be in print on Discovery, that Trump knew the elector thing, replacing electors in certain states, having Pence not certify the election. If Pence comes in and says the president knew that was phony but did it anyway, that's huge. Pence may do it. I don't know. But whoever interviews Pence from now on has got to ask him that question. Pence is the only thing that I believe could convict Donald Trump in this January 6th stuff. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Richard DiDonato As a former social studies teacher, I find your information that you provide in your columns and notes have been broadcast, give us a clear view of history that is being made today when the public does not find the FBI and the Justice Department out of control and bias is truly troubling. Again, they don't want to know. They don't want to know.